All right, well, I know we played the Jets a few weeks ago, but really this has been quite a few changes from in this past month. So we got a lot of work to do relative to preparing for this game on another short week. Offensively, a team that was very explosive, it's become even more explosive with kind of the emergence of Anderson, Powell, Jenkins. Plus, the Anunua, Marshall, Forte group that we already, spent a lot of time talking about. But these guys, Powell and Anderson in particular, have been extremely productive and explosive the last few weeks. And looks like Petty has a lot of confidence in those guys, and their production's been very impressive. Defensively, same thing. Some new players in the secondary. It's like some by necessity, others maybe not. But not sure which of these guys will be back or how they decide to play them. But Burris has done a good job for them. Corner Williams, it's at the nickel spot. Screen has been out, but we know he's a good player, of course. Revis, Pryor, they've done a good job with those guys. Same thing, linebacker getting Lee back. We got him back in our game, but he's played a lot more now. Doesn't come off the field. Looks like they're getting some guys back at outside linebacker, defensive end, however you want to call it. So, again, a little bit of a different look than what we saw a month ago, or even in the last couple weeks as we've gone through these games, where the rotation or the players that are available to them been a little bit different. So I think they've built some depth. Maybe that they weren't necessarily trying to do, but sometimes it works out that way. The kicking game, Martin's still the guy to stop. I mean, he's one of the top players in the league. He's done a great job for him. We got to do a good job on Marshall, big, strong runner back there. Kind of different than a lot of guys that we see, but hard guy to tackle, very physical runner. So they've got good players in the kicking game, a lot of aggressiveness. Their linebackers, their safeties, they do a good job. Good punt rush team, good punt force team. So a lot of weapons offensively, a lot of different faces, I would say, from where we were a month ago. We've got a really hone in our preparation for a team that on paper you would think we know well, but in this case I'd say really there's a lot of work to do. And so another short week, we'll just have to grind through it here. So that's where we're at.
Bill, I know you always prepare for every possibility in terms of the opposing quarterback, but in this situation, how different are Fitzpatrick and Petty to prepare for?
They're both good. They both are athletic. They can both run. Both throw a good deep ball. Obviously, Fitzpatrick has a little more experience, but Petty's got a good arm. He's thrown some balls into tight spots, and has kind of lasered him in there. Fitzpatrick is the same kind of guy. He's an aggressive thrower, especially down the field. And those receivers will go get the ball, especially Marshall and Anunua. But Anderson has shown that he'll go up and get it in a crowd too, go up and take it away. He's got great leaping ability and good timing. I mean, he's not as big as those guys, but his ability to go up and time his jump and take the ball away from defenders, like he did in the San Francisco game. And he's obviously got great speed like we saw in the Rams game. But he's, the Miami game, he's made big plays every week. So I think the quarterbacks, any quarterback likes a receiver that's open, any receiver that makes plays, and they got a bunch of them. So I think that's, we got to do a job on the quarterback, but we got to cover the receivers. Powell's, right at the top of the league, in the top, three, four, whatever it is, in receiving for backs. He's got 50-some catches, so they get a lot of production out of him too. And he's tough with the ball in his hands, so that's a lot of explosive players.
Bill, continuing on Powell, things that I've read suggest that the thing about him is he runs hard every play and keeps his motor running, and that's when he's just most dangerous. When you think you got him, you don't.
He makes a lot of yards on his own. Yeah, he's not the biggest guy, but He does run hard. He's got good balance. He gets hit, but he's able to maintain his balance, stay on his feet. He's got good feet. He spins and ducks under some tackles. A little bit unorthodox, but athletic. Guys don't really get a lot of clean shots at him. He's able to avoid those hits and, as I said, spin off him or bounce off him for extra yards. Regain his balance sometimes, and he's turned a lot of 3-yard completions into 15-yard gains or 10-yard gains, where he makes a couple guys miss in space and things like that. He's bounced out some runs. He had a couple against San Francisco where he, started up inside over the guard or off tackle, and then saw some space, got outside. And, makes a guy miss in space and it's 15 yards. So he can run inside, but he's got good vision and good quickness. And when he gets outside, he's a tough guy to handle in space. And he plays hard. He's very very aggressive runner. He gets a lot of extra yards on his own. He doesn't go down easy. He's a tough kid and he's got good run instincts. Knows how to gain yards.
Well, I think today is the day you guys have to make that decision we talked about last week on Jacoby.
Been reminding me about it every couple of days, Mike. I appreciate that. I think I would have slipped by. And we will make that decision.
And no breaking news?
Yeah, we will make that decision. Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock.
We'll make it by the time we have to make it. We'll absolutely make it.
4 Pro Bowlers, Tom, Devin, Dante, and Matthew. What are your thoughts on the 4 guys that were named to the Pro Bowl?
I mean, they're all good players. They've all done a good job for us. Pro Bowl, I mean, is what it is. So I don't really comment on the process or all that, but all the players that are selected are good players. There's a lot of other good players in the league, too. Who gets selected and doesn't get selected, I mean, I don't know. Talk to the voters.
It's only been a couple days. How is Michael Floyd coming along?
We'll practice today. I mean, we didn't practice yesterday, so practice today. See where we're at.
Well, on Devin, I mean, he made the Pro Bowl, I think, in 2010 as a corner. To make that transition to a safety and get that kind of recognition at 2 different positions, what does that speak to, how hard he has worked over his career to make that transition?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive because that's it's a tough transition to make because you're seeing the game from 2 different spots. You're seeing the game from outside in on the perimeter, and you're seeing the game from inside out with a lot of people that can get to you from the safety position. And usually he's in the middle of the field, so he's not a guy that's in a shorter space, a down-type safety. He's usually, although he does do that, but so he sees the game from the inside out, from the free safety position, and from the outside in as a corner. Devin's very smart. He has great awareness of the entire concept of the defense, what the defense is designed to do, what strengths are, what it's taken away, where we're weak, how to try to compensate for that. Sometimes we have checks that'll get us out of situations that we feel vulnerable in certain calls. So he's responsible for a lot of that. But his leadership, his on the field play, his toughness, his he's done whatever we asked him to do, whether it's return kickoffs or cover kicks or block the gunners on the punt return team or rush field goals or whatever it is. He's been a not only a dependable player but a good player for us in all those different areas. And as I said, he gives us great communication, great leadership on and off the field.
How much flexibility does he give you on defense with his ability to drop down and cover? And are there things on defense that you might not be able to do if he wasn't back there at free safety?
Wouldn't be able to do them as well. Yeah, either not do them or not do them as well. Yeah, so to take basically a corner and be able to drop them down in a coverage situation is that's definitely a weapon in with the safety position. His speed, his range to cover this field in the deep part of the field, but also in the running game to close down those alleys when the runners get through those off tackle or sometimes bounce plays out, that type of thing. To be able to get to those, and he's a good tackler. He wraps up and had a big hit last week in the Denver game on 4th down. So he's a good contact player, but he's a sure tackler. Some guys come down and they get some and they miss some. He doesn't miss very many. He's a sure tackler, and when he's got a chance to you know, to make good solid contact, he'll do that, but he doesn't do it at the expense of missing a guy and, you know, giving up another 20 or 30 yards after the play. So his judgment, his decision-making back there, which is a critical part of that position, is key. But his coverage ability, his ability to play the run and the pass, play down, play back, play corner in some situations where we have to match a safety up outside on an extended receiver or a tight end or something like that, things that he's done a lot and is comfortable with. So he gives us a lot of versatility.
Bill, it's been out a while, but somebody edited a video of you singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas at the podium right there. Have you seen it?
No, I missed it. Great. That's it. It's been edited, yeah.
True or false, Bill Belichick goes caroling every year.
Love caroling.
And just on the topic of videos, that Michael Floyd video was kind of ugly. Had you seen that a week ago, do you think you still would have claimed him?
Yeah, we were aware of his situation when we claimed him.
Had you seen the video before you claimed him?
We were aware of the situation before we claimed him. He's in an ongoing legal situation that I'm not going to comment on.
I wonder if the Patriots have any system in place, a procedure or a process to help support a guy like Floyd following a DUI charge.
Well, we have a lot of things on our team to handle a multitude of things that players, coaches, anybody in our organization really that can come up. There are a lot of things outside of football that we all deal with. It's a long, long list. And we provide a lot of resources for everybody on that. So, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
Does the video change your
opinion?
Okay,
thank you.